We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Kempty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Kempty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Get your Bible, stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh now for this wonderful opportunity to be in your house to celebrate you, God, and the wonderful works of Christ Jesus on Calvary. We bless your holy name today. We're grateful that the blood still works. In spite of all situations and circumstances, the blood still works. And for that, we say thank you, Jesus. Now, God, as we press our way into your word, let the Holy Ghost do as only he can. Meet us in the text, tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear what you have to say this day. And we'll be ever so careful to practice the principles, give you the praise as we receive the prophet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, beginning at verse 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, my brothers and sisters, I want to speak from the subject, you're not the only one going through. I want to encourage some of us, and I want to inform some of us, and some of us I just want to tell, you're not the only ones going through. Peter is well qualified to share this text with us. Excuse me, after all that he has gone through, after all he has endured, after all he has learned, he is well qualified to give us instructions on how to deal with the enemy. verse 8 literally informs us that the devil is on the prowl. Verse 9 instructs us how to be on defense until we defeat him. And verse 10 inspires us to understand that God's goodness will make us all that we ought to be after we've come through our trials. And so when you look at this and you understand this and you put it in place, we celebrate the Lord's Supper, and it is so wonderful. And salvation and the cross and the blood are so very necessary and vital to the Christian understanding about salvation. But salvation is so much more than being saved. And too many believers, especially Baptist believers, are held up at the place of just being saved. And they miss out on all of the other benefits. And they miss out on all that has been given as a right to the believer. And they miss out on all of God's promises made through salvation. And so as a result of that, we live half fulfilled lives. We live lives not to our full potential. We think that the enemy still has more power than he really does. Now, don't get it twisted. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to go through some stuff. But the Lord promised you wouldn't be by yourself. You're going to have to stand up and represent. And so Peter knows better than anybody else that salvation is more than being saved, and dealing with all of the pressures and all of the issues of life has more to do with who you are and whose you are, especially in the face of the enemy who keeps pressing and pounding against you, hoping to defeat you. Let's go back into verse 8, if you don't mind, and look at what the word says. Be sober. The very word sober literally means calm, collected, and in control. If you remember Peter, he wasn't calm, collected, and in control when he was heating himself up at the wrong fire. He lost his cool. He was no longer in control. And Peter's saying, listen, you're going to go through some stuff, but be sober. Be calm, be collected, be in control. But then he says, be vigilant. And vigilant means to be alert, to look alive, to actively participate in a purposed search. In other words, when you are vigilant, you're not just looking for anything, you're looking for activity of the enemy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you're looking for activity of the enemy, you know what you're looking for. So there are three things he suggests when you become vigilant, and they are: one, know your surroundings. Know your surroundings. One of the ways the enemy messes with many of us is that we are not truly familiar with our surroundings. We don't really know what's around us. Look at folk. Don't be scared to look, afraid to look at them. I know it's hard on the eyes sometimes, but look at them. They'll tell you much in their eyes about what's going on in their heart and their minds. Look at them. If anybody look away, let them look away. Look at them. You don't have no hidden agenda. I can look at you. But if you can't look me in my eye, it suggests something's wrong somewhere. So be familiar with your surroundings. But listen, not only be familiar with your surroundings, but be familiar with the sounds. Because whenever the enemy comes in, there is a fluctuation in the sound graph. Things just don't sound the same. Something's wrong. When the animal, especially the lion, etc., knows animals in the jungle, etc., if you'll notice, They're familiar with their surroundings, but they're also keenly tuned in to sound. And if you see a deer, a young gazelle, they're listening because they hear branches breaking, leaves crushing. That ain't normal. The enemy is approaching. And if they look closely, they'll notice that there's some movement that's not natural movement. If the wind ain't blowing, bushes shouldn't be moving. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. And so they employ knowledge about their surroundings and about their sounds, but there's one more thing that they're keen about, and that's signs. Signs. Now, there are always signs. The enemy leaves signs. The enemy can't get from where he is to you without there being some signs. The question is, are you vigilant enough to see the signs? Some of the things are happening and unfolding right before your face, and you are not vigilant enough to even see the signs. Well, it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. You missed the signs. It was telling you all along. The signs were saying this is about to unfold. And so to be vigilant, you've got to know your surroundings. You've got to know your sounds. You've got to know your signs. Why? Because your adversary, your opponent, and your enemy, as a roaring lion, listen to this. Your opponent or your enemy as a roaring lion. Now, here's one of the things that the enemy knows, and I want to throw this out so I make sure you really pay attention to this so you can hear this. As a saved, born-again believer, you have authority, you have protection in the power and person of the Holy Ghost, you have the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the Word of God, etc. So that means then that you have the winning hand. And the only reason why the devil as a roaring lion is walking, moving, growling is because he's trying to scare folk who don't know who they are. See, the enemy makes a whole lot of noise. Because if you hear him and you don't have it straight underneath the skin, then you'll get scared and do what? And when you take out running, he's on his way behind you to devour you. When he roars, well, what does it mean when he roars? I'm glad you asked. It means when he starts trouble in your life and causes situations in your life to become so filled with a noise and situations and circumstances almost so that you can't think right. He makes so much noise that you can't hear right. He makes his noise so it confuses you as to what you should do. It's a reason for it, because when he makes the noise, listen, if you've ever gone to a zoo and a lion is behind the cage, he knows his limitations. But every now and then, he roars and run up to the cage and watch you run back almost breaking your neck. And he know he can't get out there, but he just say, I'm just testing you. But here's the reason why. Because when he roars, he knows he can't do no more to you than you allow him. He knows God has him on a leash, and he can go, but only so far. The difference is left up to you. And so that means there are three things that you've got to look for and be careful that the enemy is looking. walketh about, roaring, searching, seeking. Now, why would he be doing all of that if he can just get you? I mean, if he could just get anybody, then why don't he just get, why does he have to do all of that, go through all of that? He has to do that and go through all of that because he can't get everybody. He can only get those who's one, their witness is weak. Their witness is weak. Two, he can only get those whose witness is wordless. Ain't got no word on the inside of them. And then thirdly, he can get those whose witness is worthless. And the Bible says he's seeking those out so he can devour. Devour. It means to drink down, to swallow down, to destroy. In other words, the enemy wants to make nothing left of you, bring you to naught. He's not out for the kill for fun. He's out to destroy you totally, to take you out of play, that you are no longer an obstruction to the enemy's plan. Don't think the enemy is playing with you. Jesus said in John, he comes not but for to steal, to kill, and if killing wasn't enough, look at what he says, destroy. That is natural and supernatural. He's trying to annihilate the very essence of you. And you're the only one who can allow him to do that. God's got your back. God's got you protected. But the question is, are you walking in the word of God, the will of God, the way of God? It says very clearly, verse 9, whom resists steadfast in the faith. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. Now look at this. Your job, when the devil comes roaring and telling you, you not all of that, not all of that. You're going to die. This is going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. You look at the devil and say, really? Listen, whom, when he comes doing what he does, you resist him. Notice the word didn't say you rebuke him. It says you resist him. It means put up a fixed, set stance. And you make up your mind, somebody's leaving, but it ain't gonna be me. It means to be immovable. When the devil comes in with all that noise, talking all that smack, running all that head, you get yourself in a fixed position and tell him, devil, you can talk that talk all you want, but I've got about enough of it. And I ain't going nowhere. If it's anybody going, it's going to be you. Listen now. Resist. Steadfast. That means continually. Don't give up. Don't stop. Listen, the more he talks, the more you stand. The higher you stand. The stronger you stand. The firmer you stand. The more stuff he's talking, it's because he's running out of energy and he's trying to make you scared. Well, my brothers and sisters, notice where the Lord says to make this stance. In faith. Not in the flesh, because you might be weak in the flesh. You might be wounded in the flesh. You might be tried and worn in the flesh, but in faith. in faith, you've got a supernatural backup and charge. That as long as you're operating in faith, God keeps on supplying you power. Listen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to have faith. You got to operate in faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the only thing that gets stronger the more you use it. Y'all ain't. See, your faith is not strong right now because you've not exercised it much. You've not used it much. But the more you start exercising your faith, using your faith, the stronger your faith becomes. And the more you use it, the more God strengthens you. Whom resists steadfast in the faith. What does that mean? I start telling the devil, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ which strengtheneth. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I keep telling him, no weapon, devil, that's formed against me shall. I'm speaking faith. I might not feel like it in the flesh, but God said it, and because he said it, I've got to back it up with an amen. I know he's going to do what he said he's going to do. So all I keep doing is saying what God says. And the more I say it, the more it helps. I understand what the old preacher said when he got somewhere in the middle of his text and he said, I feel my helper coming. Somebody don't hear me here. Your strength comes from the Lord. And so my brother and my sister, listen to this word. Because he says, knowing that the same afflictions are being accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're not the only one going through. You look around this church, and I know some people are smart enough not to tell you all their problems. Some people are smart enough not to tell folks that can't do nothing about it and who will just talk about them their problems. Some people might look like they're on cloud nine, but they're one step from being underneath the world, and yet they know who to take it to. But it don't mean they're not going through. Some people are shouting. Some people are dancing. Some people are amening. But they're amening because they're going through. But blessed be God, they know what they're going to. I'm going to preach this by myself this morning. That's all right. Listen, my brothers and sisters. It's encouraging to know that brothers and sisters elsewhere, other than you, listen, not only are going through, but the word says accomplishing, meaning that they are conquering, overcoming, making it through. Becoming the victors, making sure they win. It's encouraging to know that there are brothers and sisters that are going through. Listen, what I love about that says this, that are in the world, not in the cloud of witnesses, that are passed on from this life over into the other life. I thank God for Daniel in the lion's den, Moses at the Red Sea, Elijah on Mount Carmel. I thank God for a David fighting against Goliath. And I thank God for Ezekiel pouring in the valley. And I thank God for Peter walking on water and going through. But there are some folk right here on planet Earth that I've seen go through some stuff that have made it that I can look at and say, if you did it for him, if you did it for her, You can do the same thing for me. I've got some witnesses right here on planet Earth. Tell your neighbor, you're not the only one going through. Tell another one, you're not the only one going through. But baby, when we come through, we shall come forth as pure gold. Glory, glory, glory. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, whoever you are, my brother, my sister, God is calling you. And no matter what you're going through, God wants you to know you're not going through by yourself. He loves you. He cares for you. And He's provided for you an answer and a way. And it's all found in Jesus Christ. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, this is your day. This is your time. Just as you are, right here and right now, you can come to Him. You can come to Him. He's waiting on you this morning. He's waiting on you. Just as you are, without one plea, He's calling. Is there one today who will turn their lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ? He's calling. He's calling. Your time. Your time. Your time. Your time. It's time for a change in your life. It's time for your help to come. It's time for your breakthrough. It's your time. But you decide whether or not God does that today or not. This is your time. Give the Lord a hand of praise, if you will. God bless you.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T, 88.1 FM.
It's a praise party.
Everybody, it's going down.
Alexandria.